In the heart of Tokyo, where the neon lights dance in the sky and the hum of excitement fills the streets, there lived a young man named Kaito. He was an ordinary office worker, spending his days behind a desk and his nights wandering through the city's vibrant alleys. Kaito found solace in Tokyo's energy. It was his escape from the monotony of office life. One cool evening, after another long day at work, Kaito stumbled upon a tiny, dimly lit izakaya that he had never noticed before. The streets were crowded, as always, but the quiet allure of this hidden gem drew him in. He pushed the sliding door open, and the soft glow from inside invited him into its warmth. The wooden interior, paired with the soothing sound of traditional music, felt like a different world. Kaito took a seat at the bar, ordered a drink, and let out a deep sigh, trying to unwind. As he took a sip, the seat beside him was filled by a man who carried an air of danger. Kaito glanced over discreetly and froze. The man was tall, dressed in a sleek black suit, and his hands were covered in intricate tattoos, tattoos that unmistakably marked him as Yakuza. Kaito's heart began to race. The Yakuza, Tokyo's underworld, were notorious for their criminal dealings and terrifying power. What could a man like that want in a quiet place like this? Part 2. An Unlikely Conversation. Trying to focus on his drink, Kaito couldn't help but feel nervous. His thoughts spiraled, imagining all sorts of scenarios. Was he in danger just by sitting next to this man? But soon, the tension began to fade as the man, whose name Kaito learned was Takeshi, offered a simple, "Nice night, huh?" Kaito, hesitant at first, nodded. To his surprise, Takeshi didn't fit the cold-hearted image he had built in his mind. He spoke in a calm, thoughtful manner, and as their conversation slowly grew, Kaito realized there was more to Takeshi than met the eye. They talked about the city, their lives, their dreams. Takeshi, for all his tattoos and his reputation, spoke with a kind of honesty Kaito rarely encountered. Beneath the surface, Takeshi wasn't just a Yakuza. He was a man burdened by choices and circumstances, searching for something more. Kaito found himself opening up too, talking about his own dreams, his desire to see the world beyond the office. As they shared stories, Kaito saw past the tough exterior, and Takeshi saw beyond the ordinary office worker. Their conversation drifted from laughter to moments of deep reflection. The city outside buzzed with life, but inside the izakaya, time seemed to stand still. Part 3. Bonds Beyond Stereotypes. The night wore on, and Kaito's initial fear had vanished. He realized how easy it was to judge someone by appearances, to assume their story without knowing it. Takeshi, the intimidating Yakuza, was a man with regrets, dreams, and the same yearning for freedom that Kaito himself felt. Takeshi confessed his desire to leave the life of crime behind, to find a new path for himself. Kaito, in turn, shared his wish to break free from the constraints of his everyday life, to travel and experience more of the world. It was strange, Kaito thought, how two people from such different worlds could find common ground. But that's how connections work. Sometimes they defy everything we expect. As the night came to an end, Takeshi stood up, his silhouette tall against the dim light of the izakaya. He extended his hand to Kaito, a gesture that felt like more than just a farewell. It was a sign of respect, a bond between them. "Until our paths cross again, my friend," Takeshi said with a small smile. Kaito shook his hand, feeling a sense of closure and possibility at the same time. With that, Takeshi slipped into the Tokyo night, disappearing into the maze of neon lights and crowded streets. As Kaito stepped outside, the city felt different. The same lights flickered, the same people rushed by, but Kaito had a new understanding, a realization that sometimes our fears and assumptions keep us from seeing the true stories in others, and when we let go of those fears, we find connections where we least expect them. And so, as Kaito wandered home through the buzzing streets of Tokyo, he carried with him a new perspective, a new bond, and a renewed sense of adventure,